Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
In the 50th Psalm we read, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Father, we know that many are facing difficult times in today's trying economic time. So help us, Lord, and increase in us hope for the future, and give us wisdom that guides our hearts and minds in the tasks that are before us, that we may lift up some of the burden our people are facing, and help us live graciously and generously among your people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lutemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams,
Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Callaway is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. The Senate met.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. If we could get some order in the chamber so we could hear the next order of business being introduction of guests. Introduction of guests is Senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President, I have some guests over on your right. If Jason and Michelle Latham would mind to stand. They're from a place far away, Cape Girardeau. They made about a 4-hour trip up here. And Jason has a unique profession. And are you a pilot? Is that what it is? But it's a, yeah, and I refer to him as a tugboat pilot, but he actually is an engineer. It's all related. But his wife, Michelle, is involved in some businesses as well and doing some work that is very good for our state. So we appreciate both of them coming up to help with testifying on a bill today. Would you please join me in welcoming Jason and Michelle Latham?
Let's welcome Jason and Michelle to the Senate chambers today. Senator from Lawrence.
Another guest.
Proceed.
Seated right to the right of Jason and Michelle is Bradley Jackson. Bradley is from my district, lives in Ozark in Christian County, and he was just presented today to become the approval for the Eastern District Commissioner in Christian County. He's been a longtime resident of Ozark, got a business down there. He's been the mayor, alderman, and very involved in the community, and we're glad to have him as our new Eastern District Commissioner. Would you please join me in welcoming
Bradley
Jackson?
Let's welcome Bradley to the Senate chamber today, and congratulations on serving on the commission. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, I want to make an introduction of the Tice family. Now, the Tice family, parents Amy and Ashley, and children Carrie, Adrian, and Logan, were on hand this morning for the presentation of a bill of my Veterans and Pensions Committee having to do with gold and silver. And I particularly want to thank 10-year-old Logan, because he came forward and wrote, just so everybody can see it, a full one-page speech that he gave to my committee. And I'm going to take a moment to read what young Logan actually wrote in his speech. He was talking about the dangers of inflation to the American currency. And he wrote that liberty is wealth and wealth is liberty. It is stated in the Bible, proper weights and measures for labor is gold and silver. Liberty is written on our gold and silver coins for a reason. Without liberty and without honesty, we have nothing. Liberty is a God-given right. That was the words written by a 10-year-old young man that came all the way to Jefferson City with his family to testify on a bill that he believed in. And I think that's just outstanding to know that we still have young folks that are able to articulate the proper role of government so well before a Senate committee. I think that's fantastic. And by the way, Mr. President, he also announced from my committee that it is his intention to run for the presidency in 2048. So I'd like to offer my endorsement for the presidency of 2048 to young Logan Tice, and I look forward to a better future of tomorrow. So I would ask the body to please welcome a future president to the chamber, Logan Tice.
Let's welcome the Tice family to the Senate chamber today. Further introduction of guests, Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, on behalf of the senator from the 13th, who's a bit under the weather this week, I would like to introduce Christian Shields Cunningham. She is we just had her hearing at the gubernatorial appointments to the State Committee for Social Workers. She is one of what I call our better angels in government who has taken on the daunting task of social work that is so essential to what we do as a state, but is very difficult work, and we appreciate everything she has done and everything she's going to do, and thank you for coming down here, and if everybody could help us give them a warm welcome for coming down and being a part of this government and making Missouri a little better, I'd appreciate it.
Let's welcome Ms. Cunningham to the Senate chamber today. Thank you for serving. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th.
Thank you. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolution. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Imagine that.
No explanation necessary.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you.
Your resolution, concurrent resolution, will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Hampton.
Senator, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to comment or explain your concurrent resolution?
No, no, no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 549, introduced by Senator Fitzwater, an act relating to regulation of solar energy.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the Senator from Ozark, Missouri.
I have four bills.
Please send all four of those bills forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 550, introduced by Senator Esslinger. An act relating to sales taxes.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 551, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to prescription labeling requirements.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 552, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to nursing education.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 553, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to the Missouri Parkinson's Disease Registry.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 554, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to product repair requirements.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Dunklin County.
President, I have a bill and no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 555, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to the Health Professional Loan Repayment Program.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. The senator from the 30th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire of the senator from Carter?
Senator from Carter.
Do you know which senator that is, Governor?
I'm looking to see if the senator from Carter is in the building. He is.
He is.
Senator from Pemscott, do you yield?
The senator from Ripley does.
He
Afternoon,
does.
Senator from Oregon. How are you?
I'm good, Senator. How are you from?
What is the day after Valentine's Day this year? And is there any sort of significance of that day for you, Senator?
That would be February the 15th.
Yes, that's right.
And what time are you talking about on that
Probably
day?
Probably an evening, early evening.
On February the 15th, yep. There's going to be an event.
Peanut days?
Not really.
Cotton days?
Maybe a Taste of the South days.
Southeast?
Southeast, absolutely.
How many people do you think are coming up for this?
I'm going to say a lot of people are coming up.
A lot of people. So today, in fact, Senator, is the Springfield salute to legislators. Now, historically, since you're kind of new here, historically what generally happens is this group of about 10 organizations schedules this, and then we have a snowstorm, and then it gets canceled. Now, don't see them here, so I'm going to go ahead and say this, because they're probably not listening either. I was kind of, Madam Floor Leader, hoping that we would not be here today so that I could be at home, because the news I got from one of the farms was, hey, everything's fine, but the truck's stuck. Great, great. So then the next call I get is, yeah, it's like really, really stuck now. So this evening at Millbottom, I think at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock probably, if I was guessing, there will be literally hundreds of people from Southwest Missouri up here saluting the legislature. And this event, due to Clean Missouri, is made possible by myself, the senator from the 20th, who is not in here, and a couple of folks in the House who are covering the cost for all of the lawmakers who want to come so that any food or beverages that you partake in will be taken care of, no reporting requirements due to our wonderful Clean Missouri laws. Now, I assume that you're doing something similar the day after Valentine's Day for Peanut Fest. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And, just to clarify, those of you that were here for a special session and smelled all the ribs, they will be there again.
Well, I'm looking forward to the 15th day of February. I'm also looking forward to this evening. I am currently killing time because there's a lot of people in my office wanting to talk to me about money. So we're just going to kind of hang out here for a little bit, and I think maybe eventually they'll leave. But I did want to make available to the chamber, to all the members, and especially our doormen, that if you find yourselves around the Millbottom this evening, you are more than welcome to come and say hi to some folks from Springfield. And Senator, I look forward to Cotton Days the day after Valentine's Day.
Absolutely, and a senator keeps on doing the number 4 to me, so I'm assuming that's 4 p.m. 4:30.
Senator from Dunklin, I would remind you that the shoulders shall face the dais during debate, even if it's with the senator from Springfield.
Very much apologize for breaking that rule, Mr. President. Was that rule 4:30 p.m.? That's what I'm hearing.
Is it 4:30? Now? It's like 1:20. Did it 4:30? Yeah, 4:30 at the Millbottom.
I don't want to tell you what time your reception starts.
Is that when yours
starts
is?
At 4:30.
Or the one today? Today, yeah. Today, and probably yours in February. I think there's 29 days, actually. This year's a leap year, isn't it? Or is it next year? Is it next year? Okay. All right, that's all. Thanks, Mr. President. Thanks, Senator.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.